time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I've got a couple of great people, and it's all about Price City International Days. In studio with me right now, I've got Price City Council member Lane Miller, who is actually the chairman of International Days this year. And of course, over the phone, we've got our event coordinator, let's just call her that, Megan Marshall, on the phone. We're going to talk about all things International Days for the next little bit, because it's coming up, and we're going to have a lot of fun this year, aren't we, guys?
It's going to be huge, yes. Bigger and better than ever. I mean, people say that, but this time it's bigger and better than ever.
You mean it this time.
I do. I mean it.
How are you feeling about it, Megan?
Oh, I don't do anything small. So the fact that I've had so much support from the city to bring in new experiences and new vendors, new entertainment, it's just going to be a blast.
All right, so let's kick it off, because there are a couple of issues of housekeeping that we need to take care of that kind of have a deadline attached to it. And Megan, that is all about the Citizen of the Year and the Grand Marshal.
That's right. A few years ago, we opened up nominations to the public that they could nominate a Grand Marshal and a Citizen of the Year. So we want to see those names. We want to see community members that have made an impact on our area, get them the recognition that they deserve, jump on Price City's website and throw in those nominations as soon as you can. The deadline is this coming Sunday, the 16th.
And so make sure you get those in. And then, so that's for the Grand Marshal. What about like Citizen of the Year? And we do Junior Grand Marshals as well, don't we?
Yeah, Junior Grand Marshal, we always coordinate with the Castle Valley Center.
And they're kind of just chosen that way.
Yes.
But the Grand Marshal is the important part. And as you said, Megan, it's really simple. It's just it's really a Google document, isn't it?
Yeah, really quick form. We just want to know who it is that deserves this recognition, why do they deserve it, and their contact information if you can provide it. We want a Grand Marshal and a Citizen of the Year. We want those nominations as soon as you can.
And you need them to be in by this Sunday, July 16th. Get those in, get those taken care of, because you can't have a parade without a Grand Marshal, can you?
You can't. They get to practice their parade wave, get a wonderful plaque awarded to them. It's a great thing for the
community. It means a lot to the people. Being around it for a few years, it's really a big deal.
It really is, as
yeah.
It should be, though.
Yeah, it is.
As it should be.
People love it.
Getting, you know, recognized by your own community for what you've done for the community. That's some important stuff there.
There are a few things better than driving down Main Street in the parade and have somebody scream out your name from the sidelines.
And not yelling.
Yeah, I'm in a good way. In a good
in
way.
In a good way.
Yeah.
That's just kind of that part of it, but help me with the dates, Megan.
We've actually extended International Days a bit this year. We're going to have vendors open. The carnival starts August 2nd, and then vendors and games in the park will be August 3rd. So, you know, the community asked, and we responded. We're starting off August 2nd, and vendors in the park August 3rd. So, and we've got the opening ceremonies that night on August 3rd on Thursday.
So the fun actually starts on a Wednesday this year.
Yes, yep.
And kind of we'll just kick off there with lots of fun. Then down at the Peace Gardens, we're tying in Culture Connection with the kickoff for International Days. Then on Friday, kind of things really, really get rolling up there at the park for vendor booths and everything else, don't they?
Music all afternoon. Music starts about noon and runs until it's dark and we run out of steam.
And it's just your get ready to go out and have a lot of fun. And, you know, we can talk later about where to find all the events and things like that. So Friday, and then on Saturday, Megan, I know it's your area of expertise. Let's talk about the parade.
Yep, the Grand Parade. That's certainly my favorite part, just seeing the elaborately decorated floats. And I've really seen that the last 2 years, how people are stepping up their decorating game, and we've certainly increased the incentives for trophies and plaques being awarded best decorated and best use of theme and best family entry. The Grand Parade is a ton of fun. It's certainly the biggest of the year on Price City's Main Street, starting at 10 in the morning. So definitely start working on those floats now. We want to see those family floats. It's just a ton of fun for everyone.
And the form for registration for the floats is on Price City's website as well, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. It's free to participate in the parade, so it's a great way to get some free advertising for your organization or your business. The registration form is really quick to fill out on PriceCityUtah.com. Definitely get started right away.
And I know this is always a sticky subject when it comes to the parade, but when is your cutoff date for floats?
Officially, the cutoff date is August 3rd.
Okay.
Officially. But we're very accommodating, let's be honest.
That's Megan's problem, and it's probably your biggest flaw to a fault. Is her accommodations. But
I
it's
have a
okay.
hard time saying no if somebody wants to participate. That's, we'll make it happen.
That's the way it should be.
And bring your smartphones. You can vote for your favorite float. I don't know how Megan does it, but you can actually vote live. And then by the end of the parade, she knows who the fans' favorite is.
Happens every year.
Yeah.
Happens every year. So once again, Megan, if people are looking for more information, where do they need to go? What do they need to click on? Where can they get all the information as far as the schedules and everything? And the other important thing, too, is we mentioned it, lots of sports tournaments going on. I mean, what all have we got this year?
Yeah, there's a ton of tournaments this year between the 5K that Carbon County Rec puts on. We've got pickleball. We've got the disc golf tournament by USU. There's just so many things to do. You've got to get on the website, PriceCityUtah.com. We've made everything really easy to find and navigate around. The full activity lineup is there. The entertainment lineup is there. All the forms for registering for the tournaments you can find there. We want to make it as easy as possible for you to do these things. It's going to be great.
So PriceCityUtah.com, correct?
Yes.
Is the place to go. It's kind of your one-stop shop.
That's right. That's right. This is a great example of the city working well with the county, working well with the sponsors that are putting on the tournaments, the free swim day. We're all working together to make it as fun and memorable for everyone to attend.
All right, so head on over there.
The drone show.
Oh, yeah, the drone show.
Drone show, Saturday night, 9 o'clock, Washington Park. What? A drone show?
Lane's pretty excited about the drone show.
I got to see one last weekend, and they are fabulous.
So here's the great thing, though, Lane. In a couple of weeks, we're going to talk even more and go into a little bit more detail about all these things. This was just kind of letting people know, hey, this is what's going to happen. This is where you can go to sign up for this.
I couldn't contain myself.
I know, you still can't. And it's okay. But we're going to have, you know, we talked about the fact that we're going to have a couple more interviews. We'll talk about just the entertainment because there is a lot. And then get into the details of what's really going to go down when International Days comes.
All right.
I just want to see you again. That's
all.
Okay. All right.
All right. I'm there for you.
Okay. So Lane Miller and Megan Marshall, thank you so much for taking the time out today to talk to us all about International Days. So many things that are going to be going on and tied in with this. It's going to be a great time. Family, friends, neighbors, everybody, mark it on your calendar starting on August 2nd, going all the way through the 5th. And what a great weekend we're going to be having that weekend. Once again, Lane and Megan, thank you for taking the time out today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Megan. See ya.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.